The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx and is sponsored by me. You can hire me to design stuff for you, like a website, a presentation, or cover art for your podcast, or just little widgets for your website if you've already got a website for your podcast or whatever. Look at my portfolio at djosephdesign.com. Mention the podcast and I'll give you 10% off your first invoice. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by Crickets, who are currently filling in for Jeremy because he was too much of a slacker to come up with a good sponsor.
Your mom's a slacker.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 40. It sounded clean in my head.
Lonely. I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Welcome to the Ramen Noodle, where you can get seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm your host, Daniel, also known as the Ramen Noodle. And joining me in studio is Jeremy, also known as Fleagom.
Yeah, and you said it in the order that normal people say it. You introduced yourself as Daniel, also known as the Ramen Noodle.
Let's start this over again.
I couldn't say my own name because I was so busy thinking about how you aren't as delusional tonight that you're something people boil in water and then eat.
What?
You think
you're gonna boil me in water?
You always say I'm the ramen noodle. Moving on.
Okay. Welcome back. Episode 40. Man. 40 episodes.
This podcast is starting to lose its hair.
Yes. Podcast pattern baldness.
Boldness.
To baldly go where no podcast has gone before. Like Goasis.
To boldly get on the air with two hosts in a weird mood who are completely slap happy or something.
Someday we should do a live podcast
from Goasis. You know, from the outside, not from anyway.
But their bathrooms are so clean and spacious.
Do you know they won't let you take pictures of the outside of that place? What? Or the inside, I'm assuming. But I do have pictures of Goasis, strangely enough.
I have a YouTube video of us outside of Goasis.
I had this idea that I was going to do sort of like
YouTube.com/NoodleMX.
I was going to do roaming video podcasts of a trip I was on. And so I had my camera aimed at myself with Goasis in the background and some very, an employee who was on her way into work stopped by to inform me that I'm not allowed to take pictures. Like, really? What? Somebody's going to copy your canopy design because it's so modern? I don't know. It was very strange.
Why aren't they allowed to take pictures?
No clue. It's
a secret Goasis, therefore no one must know that it exists.
To find it, you have to
go
know
bald.
Someone. No,
oh, wait.
No.
You have to really need to go to find it.
Something like...
You can't find it on accident. Whoops. That one just kind of fell out there.
Oh my god. Oh no, no, no.
Oh, I'm lost on that one. Oh, what do we do next on the show?
I don't know. Yeah. We play a silly sound effect and then we say more random crap.
Okay, so now it's the random crap section. Here it goes.
Oh yeah, random noodle update.
Yes. Yeah, it's in my little list of things here. But before we get into that, I want to tell you about my sponsor, GoToMeetings, supplied by and designed by Citrix. You have important business contacts, maybe your associates or whatever, in all sorts of places all around the world or the United States or the county. But traveling can be expensive and especially time-consuming. That's why you should hold your meetings online with GoToMeeting, the easiest online meeting service available, brought to you by Citrix. Simply set up your meeting in advance or start one on the fly, even like little flies that go around because they've got wireless access with little iPads too. Even everyone, I mean, logs on to GoToMeeting.com and they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen or their iPad while they're flying around like little flies. So it's just like meeting in person, but a whole lot easier and a whole lot less expensive too. So you save lots of money. You save lots of time. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. For this special offer, you must visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast for your free 45-day trial. Thank you, Citrix, for your support. Last week, something I forgot to mention that had happened on the road last week when we were talking about driving stuff.
Yes.
Is a sign that I'd seen, or a couple signs I saw, that just really don't make all that much sense.
Like stop?
Yeah, that one. And why don't you ever see a go sign?
You do.
You might have an accident.
At going.
But
okay, not really. That was, never mind.
There are, around Cincinnati, there are these big signs where they put messages up there, like drive safely, and then everyone crashes as they're trying to read the sign.
Do you mean the Amber Alert signs?
Yes.
Yeah, they are so distracting when they put up random junk no one, and plus, who's going to read them when they're important if there's always something on the stupid sign? But anyway.
And they are very rarely grammatically correct.
That's true.
They never contain punctuation.
Slightly embarrassing.
Yeah. The last week, there was a sign on there that said smog alert, combined trips. So let's think about this, okay? You're driving and you see a sign that says smog alert, combined trips. What do they expect you to do? Pull over along the side of the road and suddenly, hey, who wants to jump in here with me? Let's combine trips.
It's like if you're going to the grocery store and you also need to get the dry cleaning from next door, don't go to the grocery store and then drive home and then go back for the dry cleaning. But really, who would do that anyway? I ask you. Those of us who are conscious of how much gas we're using, combined trips anyway.
Okay.
Oh, so you really have no idea what it meant.
Well, I thought, seriously, I thought they meant like carpool. Oh. Combined trips, like people should combine trips. But, oh, okay, that makes more sense. I'm a stupid driver.
In the chat room. Skilled.
Yes. Which is live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time over at noodle.mx/live.
Sometimes. Anyway, most of the time.
When there's
we've had a rough month. excuse me. I keep clearing my throat. It's just part of the show tonight. I was going to say something. Yes, they mentioned in the chat room how in Kentucky they sometimes will put the number of people who have died on Kentucky roads up on those boards. Which, it seems like those numbers are inconsistent. And they also say how many total died last year and how many so far this year. It's almost like a pledge drive. It's almost like come on, guys, we've almost reached our goal for the year. Which is a little morbid, I'm so sorry. But
we missed it this year, maybe next year.
It is strange how they're trying to tell us to drive safe, but they put all these things up on the board over the interstate for us to read. It's so distracting. It's very strange.
Yeah. Jeremy, what has happened interesting and preferably funny to you or at you or from you this week?
Oh, yes. I didn't think there was anything because it's been kind of an irritating week. And then we came downstairs to the studio and I spotted a fly swatter, which reminded me of my story. It's short, but it was kind of funny. A friend on a retreat I went on this weekend in the Red River Gorge locked her keys in the car.
Keys in the car, keys in the car.
Wow. So one of the guys decided he knew how to get it open. So there were a couple of them working on it, and they wedged open. I'm not sure I should explain this, although if you're in Detroit, you probably already know. He said this is how they do it in Detroit. They wedged open the door.
In Mother Russia. Detroit.
And they took a wire, and they stuck it down inside, and moved it around until they unlocked the lock, which took some doing. This wire was obtained by taking apart an old fly swatter with like the coat hanger type wire. It was made. It's like the one you have, which you can show to those in the chat room, except it was blue, not white, but the wire was white. So it's actually very similar. They untwisted it, pulled the fly swatter part off. Please don't hit me. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. How many flies have you killed? Never mind. Probably you didn't hit any of them, so my hair is still clean. Ew, the fly swatter is actually dirty, and you were just hitting me with
continue
that.
Continue with the story.
I am so sorry.
Just focus, Jeremy, focus.
Yeah, yeah, you're hitting me on the head with the fly swatter, and I'm supposed to focus any dang way. Yeah, they pulled it apart, untwisted the wire, used that wire and kind of like a hook part of it to get the lock open, even though they had to push on the lock. But anyway, what was funny, I mean, that was a funny thing to watch. I might have to post a picture in the show notes of these guys trying to get the door open.
TheRamaNoodle.com/40
40?
Yes.
Or 40.
40?
So the really funny thing came the next day when we're getting ready to leave, and I see hanging on the wall in the cabin the fly swatter put back together. They retwisted the wire and put the swatter part back on the end, and there hangs the fly swatter. And I said, I never thought that would be a fly swatter again after what they did to that. But so I took a picture of
was
that
it,
too.
Was it mounted on the wall like a shotgun would be?
Well, it's hanging on the wall like a fly swatter that is needed for swatting flies would be. I think I just said fur instead of four.
Fur.
I spent a lot of time in central Kentucky.
It's okay. You had a southern accent earlier.
Not like that. I didn't.
No, you didn't. There are apparently several.
There are
kinds of southern accents.
There are. We'll learn you. Take that as you will.
Okay. Let's go on to our next
a better place
segment. Yes. To a better place. The claw is my master.
What are you doing right now?
Farewell, my friends. I go to a better place.
What are you doing?
It's kind of like the alien toys from Toy Story 3. I mean, from Toy Story. One.
One.
Was that two?
That first.
From one.
The groundbreaking epic saga of some dumb toys.
Yes. No. Wait, what? Toy Story 3 was cool.
I haven't seen it yet. I have a bug bite on my leg.
Visit areyoujustwatching.com to hear our initial reactions on Toy Story 3. Or actually mine, because I was the only one that went to see it and recorded thoughts. Shall we continue?
Let's shall.
Okay. Because this next thing that we're...
Thing. It ain't no thing. I'm yawning.
This next thing that we're going to talk about is how so many of you have not sent in feedback or stories or questions or comments or anything this week. No feedback, no stories. If you want to share something funny that happened to you or a funny story or an embarrassing situation.
Or something funny you did to someone.
Or, yeah.
Not that I'm encouraging
or tell
that.
Us, like...
To buzz off.
Yeah. Then you can send that to feedback@noodle.mx or call in 859-353-4332 or leave a comment on the show notes at theramanoodle.com/40. And then that way... Next week, or next time we get voicemail, we can play our little voicemail song. You know, this one.
It's not a song.
That's a song.
It's got music.
But because we're not going to do
it's
that.
It's not really
right
a song. Excuse me, I have so much. Hi.
I'm going to have to edit that now. Jeremy cuts in like that.
You just said, okay. You did not say, I am going to unpause the recording.
Okay means that.
Not when I'm not paying attention.
Well, I'll try to remember next time.
I'll try to remind you.
Looking like a fool when you're not paying attention. But you know what we do have this week?
Don't call me that. Wow.
Anyway, you know what we do have this week?
What do we have
we
this
have
week?
A weekly noodleism this week. That's redundant.
That's redundant!
It's been a little while since we've had a weekly noodleism.
See.
Many weeks.
See.
So we're going to have a dozen of them today. No.
Wow. That'd be lame.
This weekly noodleism, I think this one came by suggestion of Upchuck. Or Chuck. This is, have you ever heard someone use the phrase gunning something or gunning for something?
See.
What does that mean?
See?
No. When you hear someone gunning for something, well, you can think about when you're driving, and when you gun it while you're driving is when you apparently press on the gas extra hard after you've stopped, right?
Whatever.
Or is that before you stop?
So I don't know that there's a precise...
Anyway,
yeah.
Gunning it, though, here's another way to look at gunning it. Whenever you hear someone say, gunning it, I want you to imagine them taking out a gun and hitting someone over the head with the gun. And that's what gunning it means.
Can you hit the car over the head?
You'd be looking like a fool with hitting the car on the head. But
that didn't fit either.
No. You could.
You could.
Yeah, so gunning the car is taking the butt of a gun and gun butting the car, or gunning it. For
guns
short.
Are the butt of the joke. What? I love it when I confuse you with something that should probably just be funny.
I'm already confused enough during the weekly noodleism.
And so that's also applying to gunning for something, which is sort of like going after it.
Yes.
So if you're gunning for your boss's job,
then you are taking a gun and banging your boss over the head with the butt of your gun.
Excellent.
So it's kind of like butting heads, too.
It's...
But you're gunning it, so you're doing it with a gun.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You're gunning for something.
What if he's got a gun and actually knows how to use it?
Then you switch to a baseball bat, and then you run around like a scout from Team Fortress 2.
I knew and you were going there. You jump up in the air all the time because you can jump higher than anybody else.
And you can jump twice. Like, while you're in the air, you can jump. And then when you're in the air, you can jump again. It's like, amazing.
Looking like a fool if you're jumping in the air.
So whenever you hear someone use the phrase, gunning it, I want you think of it as meaning beating someone or something over the head with the butt of a gun. I want you to use the phrase to mean the same thing as well.
We don't necessarily want you to do what we are describing in this noodleism.
Correct. Maybe, necessarily.
Not officially.
So you might be watching like a movie where the bad guys always like knock someone over the head with the butt of a gun, and you could say, ooh, he was really gunning it then.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can thank Chuck for that one.
Thank you, Chuck.
Okay. Good job. Now, it's time for this. No. Wait, I didn't introduce.
It's time for this. Every segment is called this. Why don't we just change the T in TRN to this? It'll just be called this ramen noodle, and it'll be like this old. Yeah, the T in.
Oh, okay.
You drink more of your soda. Where's your soda? You've only got water.
I drink it.
Well, you should be drinking it during the show because it makes you more alert, apparently.
Yeah, I'm getting sleepy.
He doesn't have his vanilla cream soda, so he's sort of... Yeah, but anyway, it could be called this ramen noodle, and it could be like this old house.
This old house? He played... Wait. No. 2 days later, we are back because I totally forgot, blanked out completely. Like a thunderstorm hit and it's just...
He made me stay here for 2 days and he wouldn't give me food or water.
Yeah.
Or let me go to the restroom.
Yeah, I'm going to have to clean that chair now.
It's not pretty.
He didn't have a cold.
What?
It's not pretty. It's notpretty.com.
Wow. And the randomness has returned to the room.
I am going to tell you about...
A story.
No, not about a story.
That I haven't...
Stop it.
I'm afraid you're going to forget again.
No. I'm going to tell you about when I graduated high school, because yes, I did graduate high school.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Did you have to give a speech in your female voice?
Duh.
Which that was an example of?
No. I was home educated my whole life. Which you can say that explains some things if you want. When we graduated, though, there were, in my church, it was a church homeschool graduation, and there were several of us. There were six of us, I believe, graduating.
There were several dozen, at least six.
Several is between, well, never mind.
Did you learn about the number several in math?
Yes,
class.
In general math, general relativity. It's the theory of general relativity. Anyway,
wow.
I learned how to talk at home, educating. But I did graduate high school. Really, I did. I did. I majored in Plato.
You majored in something in high school, too.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I was the head of my class.
Good.
Graduated cumma con crapalata or something.
Bada cafalata. Little shout out to the Doctor Who fans.
Oh, okay. I missed that. Sorry. Okay. So anyway, our homeschoolers do everything themselves, kind of.
Kind
and
of.
And we homeschoolers that were in my church, there were about six of us, were arranging our own graduation ceremony that was going to be in my church. And we'd all been through similar homeschool programs growing up. Our curricula had changed here and there, but we'd been pretty much along the same lines. And, oh, I wish Kathleen was here to participate in this story too, because Kathleen was in my graduating class.
Affectionately known... as the Roach Lady.
The Roach, yes, the Roach
Lady. I'm sorry,
lady.
Kathleen, and but also, I wanted people to remember for sure who you are.
Kathleen was a guest co-host in episode 25. So you can get, that was Colin P. Episode 25.
Oh, that's right.
Of The Ramen Noodle. You can get that at theramennoodle.com/podcast/25. So during our graduation, and Kathleen could add a lot of extra details to this, Kathleen had this idea of, for our graduation, we would write a song. Kathleen's a musician, and I'm a musician also. In fact, I studied music composition in a kind of college. So she had this great thought of, well, she's not too good at composing. Wait, that's not necessarily the great thought, but she thought...
I've got this great thought. There's something I'm not very good at.
To some people, that would be a revelation. So she wanted to ask me to write the song for all of us graduates to write, us six graduates to write or to sing.
Would you like to clear your throat?
No, I'm fine. And the way she describes it is that she knew that I would probably be the best one among the group to come and ask me to write this song, because I was the only other composer in the group and musician of that sort.
The only other composite.
But her thought, because we grew up in a very conservative church, and relationships between guys and girls...
were always blown out of proportion?
Were always blown out of the water. Oh. Destroyed.
Oh.
Or, like, looked down upon. Or stuff like that.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
It's all worked out now, though.
I kissed dating goodbye and make it I awkward side hugged dating goodbye. And that would kind of be the church we grew up in.
Wow.
I wonder if that should be the title.
I awkward side hugged dating goodbye. Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah. So her thought was, but Daniel's a boy. Now, let's fast forward to the graduation ceremony.
Let's focus on that for a moment. Let's just be glad that there was no confusion.
Back then.
As opposed to?
Well, you seem to be getting confused.
Only when only when you play the one clip with your
yeah, you're still confused.
Yeah.
So let's fast forward to the graduation ceremony, where
she's still contemplating that you're a boy.
My murder.
Oh,
where
or that.
I gave an introduction, little speech to the song, and I explain why we wrote it and that we wrote it. None of our parents had heard the song before, and we practiced it in secret and everything. And so
that
I gave the introduction.
That sounds scandalous for that environment. You practiced it in secret. There were six of us. I'm so sorry.
I won't say that because I'll make it even worse. Anyway.
Okay.
At the graduation ceremony, the way I described it when I gave the intro to the song was I retold Kathleen's story. And I said, but Kathleen's thought was, but he's a boy. At which point, I didn't see it, but apparently Kathleen turned bright red because she's standing up there on stage in front of everyone. I'm not looking over to see her reactions. The audience thought it was very funny. And Kathleen has never forgiven me for it to this day.
So that would be one of the things on the list.
Yes.
Okay.
But this graduation was in great contrast to a graduation I'd gone through beforehand.
You graduated twice?
Yes.
Oh.
I graduated from a 4-year ministry program in my church also. Although 2 years. I did it in 2 years because they wouldn't let me in when I was younger.
Is that how they got you out of jail?
Yes.
Okay.
And paid $200, but I wasn't allowed to pass Go ACES. Oh. It was yeah, Go ACES stunk. Anyway.
What?
I had graduated. I'd gone through a graduation before, and for some weird reason, that ministry graduation, people told me, you never smiled during the graduation.
Uh-oh.
Now I look back and wonder, was it maybe because I was practicing too much being like a fire and brimstone preacher who never smiles? I don't know. No, but I'm not a fire and brimstone preacher.
No. No. You're a comedy podcaster and a podcaster of other things.
I'm a comedy preacher.
But none of them fire and brimstone.
The Fire and Brimstone podcast, coming to an iTunes near you.
Wow. That would be amazing.
So maybe I was making up for it in my high school graduation. Because there I was being a little bit more silly and funny.
Like a Cheshire Cat?
Yes.
Ah.
And during like my graduation speech, okay, here's a pet peeve. Graduation speeches tend to follow the exact same pattern. Do you know what that pattern is?
Graduation caps on the ground. Graduation caps on the ground. Oh.
It's, I'd like to thank my friends and my family and my parents for making this possible and helping me through this. Everything is always a form of those words.
See.
Almost those exact words, just slight order changes. So I decided.
And names are different, yes. Usually.
Well, mom and dad is usually the same.
That's true.
And family and friends and Sprint and or whoever that was. So I decided I'm not going to fall into that pattern. I'm going to be much more animated during my graduation speech, which was only supposed to be 2 minutes.
You were animated?
Yes.
Did you look like a fish?
I had a little flip book there. And I said, this is me. This is me graduating. Any questions? No.
Which way
because
did
a picture
go?
Is worth 1,000 words. So anyway.
Yes.
I went up and I was enthusiastic. I was excited to do my speech. I'd rehearsed my speech. I thought I had a great opening to it. And I got up there, did my opening. I realized I messed up. Majorly. Like, I got my wording all confused. I didn't realize it until two sentences later.
Uh-oh.
So, well, this, these whole two sentences were just completely discombobulated, if that's a word. So, I just stopped. I said, let me start over.
Nice.
Okay, so now back to that song. I'd done this graduation speech. I was super enthusiastic while I recorded it. I gave the intro to the song that we were about to perform, the song that I wrote. Now, you have to understand the way that I write music. I listen to a lot of soundtracks.
And then I just bang my fist on the keyboard and write down what comes out.
Yes.
Is that it's what like, you wanted us to understand?
It's like...
okay, no.
It's a Ouija keyboard.
What?
I don't know. I don't know how Ouija things work anyway.
Generally, well, we won't get into that here.
Okay.
Don't say it's a Ouija keyboard, though.
My music tends to be loud, triumphant, like this big, glorious sound to it. So I write this music, this graduation
music. Where's my kazoo?
I write this graduation music. And it sounds like it's for a cast of thousands. And we have six. People. Not right. 6,000.
6,000.
Six people.
Not 6 dozen. Not six several. Six.
Six. And only two of us were actually trained musicians. And only a third person could sing. So we were pretty rough off. But I wrote this song. I composed it. I wrote the lyrics. I composed it. Kathleen arranged most of the piano part. For it. So when I gave the intro, I pointed out, I said, Kathleen came up with this idea. I wrote it. I composed it. Kathleen did the arrangement, but he's a boy and all of that stuff.
Wow.
So I've introduced this song as this is our gift to our parents. And I have obviously put the blame of the song on myself.
The a bit. Blame. Uh-oh. Or
credit slash blame. Uh-oh. So we start to sing. Now remember, I wrote this song. I mess it up.
Nice.
From the first note.
Ooh.
And so all five of the other graduates are looking at me like, what are you doing? I was just embarrassed. And it's the only recording in existence is of that one where I messed up.
Well, why didn't you re-record it?
Yeah, just stop and say, okay, let's start that over again, shall we? Because it already had this big, grand, glorious introduction to it. And then six people started singing. So now it comes to...
Wait, you said only three of you could sing.
Well, the others were making a joyful noise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we worked hard on them. The three of us who could sing did all right.
Despite your glorious blunder.
People in the chat room at theromanoodle.com. People in the chat room. Yeah, are looking like a fools while they're chatting in the room.
Oh, you turned it on them.
They are asking or saying that I should post the recording. That I have it somewhere around here, but I have no way of digitizing it. It's on like record or some old VHS kind of tape or something weird. So
where there's a will.
I'm not dead yet.
I didn't, where is your will?
I don't have one.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything anymore.
Oh, because of the song?
I'm just going to sit here.
Because you messed up that song?
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't have remembered it then.
It came to the graduation. We're at the graduation.
The song came to the graduation.
We sung until we all were graduated.
What, did you write the song that never ends?
Yes, I wrote it. Man. I'm still writing it. It just never ends.
Oh, man.
we had sung the song, we got our certificates. Now it came to the spot, that colossal climactic spot of where we get to turn our tassels.
Ah.
So the pastor who's leading the graduation ceremony, after this whole ceremony, and we put everything together, I designed the brochures and like everything graduation related. I produced a video for the graduation. It was the best produced graduation ever in our church, I think, in my opinion. But we had several producers.
If you do say so yourself.
Yeah, we had several producers and professional types in our group.
Ah.
And Kathleen. No.
Wow. And she's writing on her list right now as she's hearing
Daniel.
This. No, not that. Just her list of grievances.
Because that's already on her list.
Because I think she has one.
So we come to the point when we're supposed to turn our tassels. And I was going to say, and the pastor said, you may now kiss the bride, but that's...
That's a lie.
That's Ron's ceremony.
Right.
That'll be later when I'll be explaining, you may now kiss the bride.
We're going to have to make sure you have soda down here actively being consumed while we record.
So they said, you may now turn your tassels, or turn your tassels. You may now kiss your tassels. Put your head between your legs and kiss your tassels goodbye.
I cannot believe you just said that.
That could be the episode title.
No, I'll explain it to you when you're older.
Oh, wait, yikes.
Your clean tag is fading in and out of this space-time continuum.
You know, it sounded clean in my mind.
That's the title. It sounded clean in my mind.
Because for some reason I thought there were different vowels in it. I thought, yeah, that'll sound okay. And then I said it.
You said it, and then you made it worse. Oh. There might need to be some editing in this podcast.
Oh, I don't think so. Oh. Should we pause again?
I don't know. If we pause again, we might not come back.
So when we, I can't say the word anymore.
So you turned those things.
When they told us to turn our tassels.
You should probably just call them. Wait, that wasn't going to sound good either. You should call them. I'm afraid to say anything now because I'm afraid that it will just sound clean in my mind and then not be when it comes out of my mouth. Oh. This is hilarious. You can't even keep your eyes open.
I'm crying.
The ramen noodle is appropriately embarrassed. And red-faced. And unable to breathe.
Oh, breathe. Think funerals. Okay.
Think funerals. This is how we have now learned the secret to how he controls his laughter. He just thinks about funerals.
I see dead people.
What?
Oh.
As the ramen noodle collects himself. Apparently there's something coming for the story that is still...
This is just going to go downhill.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
So the pastor told us to turn our tassels. And I did. But the problem is mine didn't stay. My tassel fell on the ground. While all six of us are up there, everything bad that could have happened to me during the graduation, I'm pretty sure of it.
You ruined your own song.
Yeah, I ruined my own speech. And
that happened.
I ruined my tassel. I let my tassel fall. On the ground. So I am standing there trying to figure out, what do I do? I mean, this is the climax of the graduation ceremony. I turned it and it just fell down on the ground and I don't know what to do. Time seems to slow down at this point.
That's why I hate special occasions. People want them to go right and they're just not going to happen again and they just don't go right.
So it's on the ground and I must have looked panicked or something. Obviously, mine was the only tassel on the ground. My brother-in-law described to me that it looked like I lost my pants. I mean, my face.
It was the weirdest thing, Daniel. Suddenly, it was like you had lost your pants.
And I realized I was dreaming. No. Unfortunately, no. Oh, I couldn't remember how I got there, and then I realized I was dreaming. No. That's a reference to Inception, if you've seen that. By the way, if you have, or if you want to hear about it.
Boiling things, if you haven't seen
then
it.
Then go to areyoujustwatching.com/IR12 or 13. I don't know. Just go to areyoujustwatching.com. We've got an episode about Inception. So I don't know whether to bend over and pick it up, pick my tassel off the floor, or to just stand there and look cute.
Wow.
So I opted for the ladder and I climbed it. And no, I just... I stood there and looked cute, and everyone is clapping for us. Yay, yay! You know, they kind of sounded like this. Are you an idiot without the tassel? So, we are then... We're told that we're graduating, you know, we now present the graduating class of whatever year it was.
Whatever.
Except for me, because my tassel was on the floor.
Whatever.
So people clap, and we start to go down, and then I figure that's my moment, is when we're walking out. I'll just grab it then. And
oh, man.
So as we start walking down the steps, I quickly just drop to a knee, quickly grab it up and pull it up. I'm so glad no one stepped on my gown. Oh, no. That's a separate story. I was wearing a gown. You know, like a graduation gown.
Yeah, I was hoping it was a graduation gown and not like a nightgown. Like the or the white one with like puffy sleeves that you'd always wanted.
Puffy sleeves.
And tassels. Oh, man.
So we walk out and I just have to carry the tassel in my hand as we're walking out. We walked out with my tassel in my hand. I thought about trying to hang it back up while I'm walking out, trying to quickly hang it from my hat again, but thought, no, that'd just be too embarrassing. So I just kind of walked out holding it in my hand and just like, hey, look. Yeah, I know I'm an idiot. Oh,
wow.
But they still graduated me.
Good. Because it really, the tassel's really not that important in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're interviewing for a job, they're not like, and did your tassel remain on your hat the entire time during your graduation ceremony? And if they do ask that, they're probably a fan of this podcast. So they're probably going to hire you anyway.
In an alternate reality, they say that Daniel is a man who really knows where his tassel is. Cricket. That's a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy reference.
Oh, do not reference that movie. It is dead to me.
Okay, fine. Then you don't want to know the promo that I have recorded for the Roman Noodle that I just need to edit.
That's me growling a little bit.
Do you want a bachelor boot camp?
Do I want one?
I'm not sure if I can do one anymore.
Maybe he's sick.
Oh, I
maybe think he's tired.
I think he is. His knee acts up when the thunderstorm comes around.
It's because of the metal plate in his knee. And then the lightning likes to strike it.
Yeah, something like that. Oh.
Y'all right over there?
Yeah. I hope that was as funny to everyone else as it seemed to me. It seemed a funny idea at the time.
It was pretty unbelievable.
Oh, boy. Hey, speaking of unbelievable, though, we've got some unbelievable stuff going on.
I was
on the Noodle Mix Network.
You were going into
no.
the sponsorship.
No, I've got to put that in post.
There's the first rule of post is you don't talk about post. Not during the actual production.
Oh, the big ones do it all the time. Big guys.
It's true.
So, check out our other shows at noodle.mx, the Noodle Mix Network. We've got Are You Just Watching, which is critical thinking for the entertained Christian. We just released episodes on The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Eve released an episode on Eclipse. I did not record that. Well, I put something in the end.
Wow.
Yeah, in the beginning. And also, I've got my... This is my flagship show. I've got my very popular show, The Audacity Podcast, which is about podcasting. If you want to know how I podcast and some of my theories on podcasting and ways that I approach things
from a
professional production background. And if you're also interested, especially in using Audacity to podcast, which is what I do, I haven't spent money on big software. Check it out, the Audacity to podcast. You can find those over at noodle.mx. If you want to follow my insanity on Twitter, and as you can tell, it is total insanity on Twitter. You can do that at, or me, I'm insane, twitter.com.
You are.
The first step to denial is admission. Or wait, what? The twitter.com/theramennoodle. Jeremy, where are you on Twitter?
They charge admission to the Nile now?
Where are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter at twitter.com/phlegon. P-H-L-E-G-O-N.
Okay. Any other closing thoughts?
Nope.
Okay, next time, good. You feel like life is treating you like an amateur, or makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Nice.
Maybe I should remove that for this episode.
Oh.
Oh, I think even James would.
Oh, James would have said that.
Yeah, he would have.
In a second.
WWJD, what would James do? Or WWJP, what would James P?
What?
Podcast.
Dude. Oh.
Oh. Thanks for listening.